Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. President Trump accused Google of rigging search results against conservatives in a series of tweets Tuesday. Trump tweeted that Google has results rigged in favor of liberal media against him and others and surfaced negative stories on purpose. Trump went on to say this is very serious and will be addressed. In a statement, Google responded, quote, "When users type queries into the Google search bar, our goal is to make sure they receive the most relevant answers in a matter of seconds. Search is not used to set a political agenda, and we don't bias our results towards any political ideology." Toyota's investing $500 million into Uber and plans to manufacture Sienna minivans that include Uber's software, with testing slated to begin on Uber's ride-sharing network in 2021. Toyota's stake would value Uber at $72 billion, sources tell both the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg. Toyota also invested $1 billion into Southeast Asia's Grab earlier this year and has a partnership with China's Didi Chuxing. Toyota is also a backer of Japan Taxi, an Uber rival run by the chairman of Tokyo's biggest taxi operator. Microsoft had been working on a VR device but put existing VR plans on hold until better technology was developed, sources tell CNET. 2 months ago, the company said it had no specific plans to make a VR device. But Microsoft reportedly did seek partners over the last couple of years to create games for a VR headset designed to work with the Xbox video game console. Vespa's electric scooter production will start next month, and the company will open up to online sales, to Europeans anyway, in October. Those in the U.S. and Asia will be able to buy the scooter starting in early 2019. The Electrica has a maximum range of 100 kilometers, or about 62 miles, with stronger performance than a standard 50cc scooter. It'll take 4 hours to charge the battery, which then will last up to 1,000 charge cycles. The Electrica has some AI features as well, including nearby pedestrian and vehicle detection and suggesting alternative routes. Google Go, Google's search app optimized for emerging markets, can now read web pages out loud in 28 different languages and will work on slower networks, even 2G connections. Google says the app uses AI to determine the most important parts of a web page. It will try to only read those sections and leave out everything else. The browser displays what it's reading and highlights each word as it goes along. At VMworld in Las Vegas, VMware showed off a port of its bare metal ESXi hypervisor for 64-bit ARM servers. At a keynote event, the company showed off a vSphere client managing a 64-bit ARM Cortex A72-powered host that was running 4 virtual machines with 4 logical processors, 2 network interfaces, had been up for 184 days, and was using VMware ESXi 6.8.2 build 1686414040, which the register thinks is probably a Marvel Armada 8040-powered device, said to be within a turbine generator in a wind farm. In more Google news, the company is adding new tools for U.S. military veterans that help them find jobs or promote their businesses. Grow with Google will highlight job openings by entering the phrase "jobs for veterans" into Google search, along with military job codes relevant to specific skills. Employers and job boards can also enable the feature on their own sites using Google's Cloud Talent Solution, which is a machine learning-based job search platform. And Google.org, the company's charity initiative, will grant $2.5 million to the United Services Organizations to provide IT training, career support, and Google support professional certification. YouTube is now rolling out its Time Watched feature, helping users keep track of how much they've watched today, yesterday, and over the past 7 days. Google first announced the feature coming to YouTube at Google I.O. earlier this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.